This time of year, the thoughts of many turn to helping our neighbors. In fact, donation drives for food banks spike during the holidays. But most well-meaning donors only give non-perishable items, which means the nation's hungry are still left without healthy fresh fruits and vegetables on their plates. That's where farm-to-food bank programs come in.
The farm-to-family program has been operating in California for a decade, and it started out to address the need that food banks have for more food for people who are in need. But in addition to more food, we wanted to be able to provide people with what we know is healthy, nutritious food that they may not be able to access otherwise, either due to having a limited budget or sometimes fresh food simply isn't available in many neighborhoods, and we call those food deserts.
Sue Sigler is the executive director of the California Association of Food Banks, which runs the nation's leading farm-to-food bank program that they call Farm to Family.
The program has grown over the last decade. In our first year, we thought we really did a fabulous job when we found 7 million pounds of excess produce items that farmers and packers were willing to donate to food banks. And this year, we'll do over 150 million pounds of fresh fruits and vegetables that are provided by our generous farm partners.
Farmers around California donate to the program surplus produce or produce that they can't send to the store. As vegetable grower shipper Mark Nickerson explains, it's still perfectly healthy to eat, but can be visually flawed or not the right size, or otherwise not meeting the aesthetics U.S. consumers want in their food.
What we do for the peppers is that they're field harvested into bins and then brought into a packing house where they're washed, sanitized, and packed according to size and grade. And so on two fronts, if you will, if the quality is bad, which happens occasionally, a lot more peppers are sorted out from the domestic fresh market and go into what we call a processing market. And it's those peppers of good, healthy quality, is just maybe a blemish from cosmetics or size or whatever. That's the grade that we supply. And then in the watermelons, we do the same thing. They're harvested in bins and then processed in a packing facility. Again, they're cleaned and washed and graded, and the sort outs from those normally are from just either size or blemish defects on the skin. The interior quality is good. We don't sell or ship anything that's not of good eating quality.
Nickerson is managing partner of Primetime International, which is a grower-shipper operation of mixed vegetables. For the past decade, Nickerson and Primetime International have donated produce to the Farm to Family program.
It's a very worthy cause, and it's something that we strongly support and encourage others to do the same.
He says donating the produce is the right thing to do, but points out it also helps the growers and businesses like his recoup some of the costs they would have on produce that would otherwise go to waste.
There's also a market incentive to sometimes work with the program, and that is that sometimes we can't get anything for the lower grade products. And with the program with Farm to Family, which pays us a small amount, but at least it covers some of the costs that are involved in just handling it with it. And since they take care of the trucking and hauling, that makes it even more attractive.
California's Farm to Family program is so successful, it is now a model for other states.
We go to great lengths, actually, to help provide technical advice and consult with other programs in other states. We were just funded by the Walmart Foundation earlier this year, and we actually provided a conference where we were able to bring 19 food banks from other states to California to see what we do here and to learn from our model.
Sigler says that the California Association of Food Banks helps food banks in other states create similar programs that benefit not only the less fortunate in the community, but farmers as well.
You know, when we talk to our donors in the program, one of the things that we're proudest of is they tell us about how easy it is to participate in the program. One of the things that we're proud of is that we provide the transportation for any product that is donated to us, and we pride ourselves on being there when we say we're going to be there, on working in whatever way is best for the folks who are supporting the program.
And if a food bank does not have a program but would like to learn more, Sigler says they can contact the California Association of Food Banks, and they're happy to help. I'm Sabrina Hill for AgNet West Radio Network.